Pesachet Moikon, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. Oitin Maka Legag Belamar Pesa Maisa Hedit Avolo Maisa Uma. A person can make a fence for his roof or for his porch as a Maisa Hedit in a more simple fashion, but not in a skilled fashion. You can place one stone on top of the other without putting plaster in between. Sopin Efastokin Umagilin Oisam Magila Beyadu Varezo Avolo Bemachosayim. A person who has cracks in his roof. And Chol HaMoed is allowed to smooth out the cracks and fill them with plaster and to smooth it out with a roller or with his hands and his feet, but not with the Machal Tzayim. A Machal Tzayim is a clay umnes, a kalim that the umnim use, which is like a rope-pulled roller. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'hakoyra v'hamano v'hamakeah shenisparu metaknam b'moed. A hinge, or the socket on which the hinge revolves, and the beam on top of the door, and a lock and a key that broke, you can fix them on Chol HaMoed, even if they broke before Yontif, you can fix them on Chol HaMoed, and this is considered a davar aved, since if you don't have a door, people can come in and steal things. Uvovad shelo yechavim melachta b'moed. As long as you did not purposely leave this work to be done on Chol HaMoed. Any types of pickled items that will be ready during the Yontif, you're allowed to pickle them on Chol HaMoed, since it's a Tzarech HaMoed, they're going to be ready to be eaten before the end of Yontif. Maseches Moed Katan, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Mi shehafach hazeisav ve'eru avo onet o sheitu polo. The way olive oil is made, first the olives are put into a vat to heat up and become ripe. Afterwards, they are turned over to become soft. And after they are turned over, they are pressed to get out the olive oil. If the olives are not pressed after they are turned over, they will become ruined. Now, if somebody turned over his olives well before Yontif, and because of some circumstance, he wasn't able to press them until Yontif. For example, he became an oval or some other owner. Or he was deceived by Poland. They told him they were coming to press the olives and they never came. Then, what should he do? Toein koire rishayna umanicha la'achar amoe divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, then on Chol HaMoed, since this is a davar aved, if he doesn't press them now, they will get ruined. He can press them one time, and then the rest he must leave after amoed. Once he presses them once, they are no longer a davar aved. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Zoyleis Ugoimer V'Gav Kedark. Rabbi Yossi says, once you are pressing them, you're allowed to finish the job on Chol HaMoed. You can pour the olives onto the press and finish the whole pressing, put the olive oil in barrels, and seal them properly.